The discussion of an issue that has captured headlines for weeks has been put to rest, for now. The question of whether or not to fire County Administrator Pat Bean and County Attorney Renee Lee for possible records law violation will have to wait. In the meantime, in accordance with a motion Commissioner L. Higginbotham put forth at the start of the two-hour meeting, they get up to 90 days paid leave.
While I don't like this action and relish this idea of a leave, I believe it's vital that we take this step and that an investigation be done quickly. The residents of this county and this community, as I've stated twice now, deserve to know what happened and who was involved and why.
The leave will take place while the Florida Department of Law Enforcement carries out an investigation of claims that the two had accessed emails concerning ongoing investigations of a 1% pay raise being awarded them in 2007. Robert McCray, the county's employment law attorney, said that the board has no cause to fire either at this time. Higginbotham's motion was on the floor alongside Mark Sharp's call to fire Bean and Lee without cause.
I believe that we cannot function this way. If we were to suspend for 30 days and bring back, what would we benefit from that? I don't see what we would benefit from that. I'm not here to try to embarrass anyone.
Sharp modified this motion at the suggestion of Commissioner Rose Ferlita, who said that this issue has hindered the county's normal functioning. She suggested that Bean and Lee be dealt with separately and that Bean be allowed to resign and still collect hundreds of thousands of dollars in severance pay.
The staff is kind of in limbo. They don't know who they're going to answer to next week. We don't know how many of these discussions we're going to have. We have to stop. We have to stop this madness and, as elected officials, concentrate on issues that we need to be looking at and we need to resolve.
Commissioner Jim Norman has said for weeks that he does not want to leave the county, quote, rudderless. Instead, he said he wants to see what comes out of the FDLE investigation.
I need for somebody to show me that after our reprimand session, that report's either accurate and there is cause for firing, or that information's inaccurate and there's calls for firing of the individuals that put that report out.
Commissioners Sharp, Ferlita, and Kevin White voted down the motion to put Bean and Lee on paid leave for 90 days. White said that he didn't think the two should be paid to do nothing.
The need to have to pay these two high-level administrators to be at home, sitting in their houses, doing whatever it is that they do all day, and collecting a paycheck on the taxpayer's dime and not doing any work. That I will not support.
The commission unanimously elected to appoint Deputy Attorney Don Odom and Utilities and Commerce Administrator Mike Merrill to replace Lee and Bean, respectively, in the interim. Lee's attorney told the board that FDLE has indicated that they hope to complete their investigation of the two next month. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.